You are listening to 88.9 FM, WQCS Fort Pierce, Digital HD Channel 1, and streaming online at WQCS.org. I'm Joe Leonardine. The evolution of smartphone technology is bringing the world much closer through mobile internet and social communications. It's hard to imagine a set of circumstances that caused these communications to collapse. But what if the technologies did stop working? How would that affect us? Would life change drastically, or would we quickly adjust, relying on an older means of communications?
Well, those of you who were living in St. Lucie County back in 2004, remember that we got hit by two hurricanes. And part of the aftermath of those two hurricanes were that we were without modern communications. Some people lost landlines. Some people lost the ability to communicate via their cell phones. And quite frankly, some people lost internet capabilities as well.
Steve Lohman is a volunteer with the St. Lucie County Amateur Radio Emergency Service. He is the emergency coordinator for the group of amateur radio volunteers who can quickly deploy what some call old-school technologies.
Yes, the world has changed with the birth of the internet, and there has been a loss of that wonder or amazement of being able to talk with somebody by radio on the other side of the country and in many cases in other hemispheres.
Looking for stations in the affected area from Hurricane Katrina.
And we'll report in every hour or so with conditions as they are occurring where she is. Over.
We're looking for weather data, measured or observed weather data, or storm damage reports. Your call signs, please.
The St. Lucie County Amateur Radio Emergency Service and St. Lucie County's Public Safety and Communications Department will stage an emergency preparedness training exercise on Saturday and Sunday, along with thousands of other radio clubs from around the country, in an event known as Field Day.
Field Day is an annual exercise that occurs throughout the country. It is sponsored and coordinated by the American Radio Relay League, which is the national organization for amateur radio, or ham radio, as it is more commonly known.
The actual exercise is conducted over a 24-hour period from 2 p.m. Saturday until 2 p.m. Sunday. But setup and teardown extend these times to fill most of the weekend. Various modes of communications will be employed, including single sideband, voice, Morse code, teletype, and other digital modes to contact other stations all over the country.
We will have a number of hams around who will be able to explain different pieces of equipment for you. I think that the residents of St. Lucie County should be gratified to see the extent of the equipment that we do have.
The St. Lucie County group will be set up in the field adjacent to the baseball complex off 35th Street on the main campus of Indian River State College. For residents of Indian River County, members of the Vero Beach Amateur Radio Club will operate from the Wabasso Causeway Park, located along County Road 510, on the north side of the causeway. Setup will begin about 10 a.m. on Saturday, and on-air activities will start at 2 p.m. going until 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Martin County Amateur Radio Association and the Martin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services members will be active at Sanspruit Park, 3443 Southeast St. Lucie Boulevard in Stewart. Setup starts at 10 a.m. Saturday, and their event usually continues until early afternoon Sunday, depending on the weather. For 88.9 FM, I'm Joe Leonardine.